Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic hits.
A powerful documentary focusing on the scandal of the two mother and baby homes has won a specialist factual gong at the BAFTAs. Yes, the BAFTAs. And joining me on the line is the winner, the journalist and the BAFTA winner, Alison O'Reilly. Good, congratulations, Alison.
That's some intro, Niall. Thanks very much for having me on.
So now I have my intro now, the award-winning Niall Boylan. We'll now have to introduce you every time you come on the show with us, Alison, as the award-winning Alison O'Reilly.
Oh, well, no, we're a team. It's a whole big team that did this. So it's special, factual. And as you know, like it takes a big, massive team to do this. So we worked with True Vision Productions in the UK. And thankfully, it was a co-produced film between RTE and ITV and Sundance in the US. So it was a magnificent project to work on and hugely important. So just
now, for those who didn't catch it on TV, of course, it was called The Missing Children, and it's an amazing documentary. For those who didn't catch it, by the way, where is it on any of the catch-ups? I'm assuming it is. Is it?
I think it's still on ITV Player and certainly Sundance, as far as I know. We'll have to get on to RTE and make sure that it's on the
catch-up. Yeah.
Yeah, but it was on last. I think they did a rerun of it last week, Niall.
Did they?
As far as I know, yeah. It's really worth seeing. It's a 90-minute feature, and it, you know, shot over 3 or 4 years, and we all put our heart and soul into it. But again, I'll say to you again, it's absolutely brilliant to get awards.
How did it feel? On a global stage. I mean, when you talk about this story, and look, we've been with you since the start of the story as well, and we follow this story all the way along. And I remember when this story was uncovered first, we talked to you on the air, of course. You were one of the journalists who brought this forward to the general public at the very start of all this. Yourself and Catherine Corliss as well brought it to the general public. But is it a wonderful experience to see your story not only recognised here in Ireland, of course, and the tragedy of that story, but to see that tragedy, you know, accepted around the world and understood around the world as well?
Well, as you know, Niall, when I exposed that story in May 2014 and it being May 2022 and the children are still lying in a septic tank in Tuam and Galway, which is the real problem here. You know, at the time, like, it took the international media to expose a national story here. Like, the national media reacted to an international story, and it was people like me and you trying to expose it here and another few journalists around the country, but it didn't get the reaction it deserved at the time. It wasn't even mentioned in the Dáil. And once it went up on the Mail Online a week later, you know, Catherine Corliss was ringing me and saying she was on in the Washington Post, and then the New York Times were ringing, and it was just incredible. And here we go again, you know, an internet. I'm sorry now, my phone keeps beeping because everyone's texting me still. But, no, here we have, like, you know, the international stage again, like True Vision Productions, our UK production company, who came here to film that. And then we're winning again on a global stage. And yet at home, the children are still remaining in a septic tank 8 years on, Niall. So,
well, why do we keep kicking it down the road? Why do we...
Oh, look, I mean, isn't that Ireland? Isn't that the way it is? Everything is, you know, delay everything, go slow. I don't know what we need legislation to open up a grave full of dead children. I really don't understand that.
I mean, we have a habit of doing this in this country. Let's set up another committee to examine the previous committee's report. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, just nonsense. Like, and then, you know, then you've got the likes of Philomena Lee taking a case against the Commission of Inquiry's report and purely, like, almost discrediting it, you know, in the High Court there after 5 years of work to expose a report that just went down like a lead bomb. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're still going around in circles, Niall. So a BAFTA again shines a light on, you know, this horror story in Galway. But we're no further at getting them children out of that septic tank. So we're hoping that...
And isn't it amazing? Because the focus of the world is on it. Not only have you been recognised for a BAFTA, of course, in the UK in relation to this, but many other documentaries. And I myself, by the way, I've kind of used you in some sense. I don't mean that in a bad way, Alison, by the way. But use this story.
No, use the way. I love talking about it.
Because I remember many of the interviews we did with you going back, say, 5 years ago, and also with Catherine Corliss, and we had mothers on the air, many of them crying and pouring their hearts out of there.
Yeah.
And we actually put that in for a World Radio Award, and we won the gold. And that was in. Yeah, and when we were putting it in, I was saying, God, I wonder if the people of America know what happened here. Is that, you know, okay to put in for an award? But they obviously did, and they were obviously touched by it as well. So the world has been touched by this story, but yet the Irish government are still sitting on their hands.
I know, it's so infuriating. I mean, that's so. Does it? You know, as I said, it's great excitement to receive an award, but really, people were saying, "How'd you feel?" And I was like, "Very frustrated." Really, is the answer. It's of course, it's a huge honor. It's a real honor, and it shines a light on this terrible scandal. But I'm still frustrated today.
Now, that the survivors that appeared that in that documentary, the several survivors who appeared in the documentary Missing Children, you know, they're still no further down the road. They still don't have the answers they want. And what about the redress, of course, for, you know, those children who were in mother and baby homes, et cetera, et cetera. That was something that was meant to be sorted out by the end of last year. And again, here we are in the same position.
Yeah, and then there were submissions supposed to be due in last Friday to, you know, in a submission about why you're annoyed about the redress scheme. It's so frustrating. And you see what they did in Canada, you know, the minute the children who had been found in mass graves over there, they immediately gave the records to the families, whereas here, you know, it's redaction and you might get one line out of 800 pages of your file. It's just infuriating.
Who did I watch recently on RTL? I think it was on the Late Late Show. And he showed he asked for his thing and everything was redacted. All these black pages that were redacted. We were meant
of your records.
Yeah, of your own records, yeah. And we've asked the Irish government, by the way, to, you know, allow people who were adopted to have their birth certificates, allow them get information, and also give redress to those in the mother and baby homes. And it just keeps getting promised and promised. All these people will be dead by the time this legislation is actually passed.
Justice delayed is justice denied. Isn't that what they say? And all these people are, they're an ageing community, Niall, they're an ageing community.
Yeah.
It's very sad. So, you know, we are still frustrated today, but delighted to get asked for this.
That's the good thing. And well done to you, Alison, because you've been so passionate about this story from day one. You really have. And you have followed it. And every time I hear a story about mother and baby homes, or indeed Tuam, you're always my go-to person because I just know that you're behind it somewhere and you're following it up.
We're not finished yet, Niall. We're not finished yet. You know, we have to keep at it. So, you know me, I never let anything go. I'm an awful pain. Okay. But I never let anything go. So please God, now next year when we're talking about this, I'll be able to say, well, you know, the excavation is over and we're into inquest now.
Well, hopefully. And by the way, I'm looking at your BAFTA here, by the way. It looks nice, doesn't it? It's pretty. Where's it going to go?
It's still in the UK.
Is it going to go on the mantelpiece, is it? Or in a special glass case?
I'm hoping. I'm going to ask Tanya Stefan, who's the director, where it's going. I'd love if she brings it over and you know, meets with the survivors and just lets them see it. It's about them. They're the real heroes, aren't they?
Well, of course.
You're self-included now. You were in a mother baby home.
Oh, well, so I get it for a week to put on my shelf as well.
There you go. You pass it around.
Thank you, Alison. Congratulations. Award-winning journalist, Alison O'Reilly. I appreciate you coming on the air today.
Thanks, Niall. Thanks very much. And thanks for all your support.
And you too, Alison. Thanks for looking after us throughout the years. There you go, Alison O'Reilly. Wonderful BAFTA award. What a great achievement in the UK. And to see the story, by the way, of the mother and baby homes and Tuam recognised, not just here in Ireland, not just around the world, and our next door neighbours, the UK as well, who've had their own litany of problems when it comes to mother and baby homes as well. So anyway, look, it's a wonderful, wonderful story.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.